we would grind the apples into cider, and there was always a sale for that. And melons, I didn't mention melons. My husband liked to grow big watermelons. He grew the kind that would grow big, and I never knew any farmer who didn't like melons, and we would like to have some ready to cut when company would come in, and would keep them, try to keep them in a shady place. Something, an idea that he got from my dad when we built the new hotel and put in acetylene gas, we didn't do away with the well. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I don't know, he had a pump and pumped water up into water tanks, you know, for water when we built the new house. And we didn't have to have a windows for the well, so I think the well was halfway filled up and maybe got the water from another well, I don't know. But anyway, Papa built a box like a refrigerator with shelves and wire on the outside, wire like you use for windows, and had the windows and the ropes, and let that down in the well far enough to keep things cool, so we kept meat and everything. Instead of a refrigerator, we let it down. And so when I went to Allenwood, well, we had a well. They had added a back porch to the house and dug a new well on the other side of the house with the well thing in the porch where you didn't have to go out. So there was a well out in the yard with a canopy over it. And we built one of those refrigerators to let down in that, like the one at home. And that was the nicest thing. Just you could keep anything fresh down there. Oh, the milk, oh, was all, we had been in the habit of just putting it in cans and things and letting it down on ropes, you know, and that would make it in the way of the bucket going down and so forth. But with this box, it was a lightweight pine box, you know, but having the windows, it was easy to draw up. And we didn't ever have too heavy, not too heavy. But anyway, the things that people kept in refrigerators at home, we kept in the well. Mm-hmm. And Papa had done that, although they might have had a refrigerator and ice. We didn't have making anything those days. You know, I told you about getting ice from Atlanta and packing it in sawdust out in the well. Anyway, that didn't take care of everything, so he had this thing to let down and keep some things fresh. Because with a hotel, you always have to have fresh meat and fresh lot of things, you know, that you wouldn't ordinarily have to have a lot of. I don't remember anybody else who had one of those. The agriculture department put out some bookshelves, a book stand that you would put down on a metal tray and then have a tray on top with and have the whole thing covered with cloth and have wicks absorbing the water and cooling. That was an indoor thing that they suggested for farm women to have, and I think I tried to make one once, you know, but that was a good bit of trouble, you know, you had to keep the water. But the water evaporating, you know, would you just a little book stand, you know, standing in water, and with that water going down, we'd keep things fresh.